In today's show, the Binance CEO, CZ, says Bitcoin could chart a new all-time high in up to 2 years. Quoting him here from a recent interview, I think given the price drop from the all-time high of $69,000 to $20,000 now, it'll probably take a while to get back. It'll probably take a few months or a couple of years. No one can predict the future. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, Bitcoin looks ready for that test at $23,000. And quoting Mr. Wonderful, $1 trillion will come into this market overnight. And quoting Janice McAfee, 1 year ago today, John McAfee was stolen from us, a champion of freedom and privacy. The world is a much darker place without him. Hashtag John McAfee did not kill himself. Hashtag gone but never forgotten. Hashtag legends never die. Also in today's show, Binance US now offers zero fee trading for spot Bitcoin pairs. That's right. Binance US, the American arm of one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, is now offering zero fee trading with spot Bitcoin pairs, according to a press release sent to Bitcoin Magazine. Also in today's show, crypto capitalist Arthur Hayes issues a fresh warning and says forced selling is still a threat to Bitcoin and Ethereum. As he shares here, beware of the forced seller. BTCC Purpose ETF puked 24,500 BTC into the North American Friday close. I am not sure how they execute redemptions, but that is a lot a physical BTC to sell in a small time frame. Also in today's show, the crypto trader who called the current market collapse makes Bitcoin bottom prediction and shares his price target. Quoting Crypto Capo here, local bottom formation between $16,000 and $17,000. The $30,000 support was very similar to the $6,000 support in 2018. Once it broke, capitulation phase started. But if we compare both, we can clearly see that it's not over yet. Funding rates also validate this. And this morning he updated us here. Charts remain bearish and we will probably see new lows these days. Those lows will give good buy opportunities. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. Now, Xiangping Zhao, better known as CZ, the CEO of the world's biggest crypto exchange, Binance, believes it will take Bitcoin between a few months to 2 years to reach its current all-time high of around $70,000. He also predicted that the big cryptocurrency projects will survive the bear market while the small ones could be in trouble. Now, CZ has often advised investors during the past crypto market crashes. In a recent interview for The Guardian, he did it again, stating that the industry is relatively new, which is why significantly price fluctuations are to be expected. People might consider Bitcoin's price at $20,000 as a very low level, but observing the asset's development during the years, they will realize it has progressed considerably, quoting CZ here. But you know, in 2018, 2019, if you told people Bitcoin will be $20,000 in 2022, they would be very happy. In 2018, 2019, Bitcoin was $3,000 and $6,000. Now, CZ also is optimistic that Bitcoin will tap and even surpass its all-time high of over $69,000, which we registered last November. However, it might take up to 2 years before this occurs. As he shares here, I think given the price drop from the all-time high of $69,000 to $20,000 now, it'll probably take a while to get back. It'll probably take a few months or a couple of years. No one can predict the future. Now, subsequently, Binance's CEO argued that the ongoing crypto winter could be a concern for the smaller projects that joined the crypto ecosystem during the latest bull market. And on the contrary, bigger enterprises that have been a part of the industry for years will endure the crisis. He assured that his exchange has the capital and expertise to overcome the issues. And unlike many other platforms such as Coinbase and Crypto.com, which declared they will lay off employees, Binance is expanding its team. Now, earlier this month, CZ, who is one of the wealthiest people in the world, said he sees digital assets as both an investment instrument and a means of exchange. And as such, he revealed he doesn't hold any fiat currencies and that his wealth is in crypto, as he shares here. For me, I don't have dollars. Everything I have is in cryptos. So when I need to spend money, I need to spend some parts of it somewhere. For me, I'm all in cryptos. I don't have to think about selling crypto. Crypto is my money. Now, the CEO further praised the asset class for facilitating faster and cheaper cross-border payments than fiat. Bitcoin and the altcoins are also a good alternative when it comes to donations, he added. And he makes a great point, just like we witnessed with Ukraine. They couldn't accept donations in fiat. They kept getting shut down. However, you cannot stop Bitcoin because it's an open monetary network. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, he says Bitcoin looks ready for that test at $23,000. And as he shares here, crucial area holding for Bitcoin. So continuation seems likely to be happening here. And regarding Chainlink, he updates us here. Chainlink looks ready for continuation. And quoting Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful, $1 trillion will come into this market overnight. That's right. He's referring to a spot Bitcoin ETF finally getting approved in the US. Once we do, we can literally see trillions of dollars usher into the crypto markets overnight. Let's go. And quoting Janice McAfee, 1 year ago today, John McAfee was stolen from us, a champion of freedom and privacy. The world is a much darker place without him. I agree 100%. He was actually a guest here on the show. I interviewed twice here on Crypto News Alerts, and I greatly and sincerely miss him. So my love goes out to Janice McAfee. She wrote, hashtag John McAfee did not kill himself. I agree 100%. Hashtag gone but never forgotten. And hashtag legends never die. John David McAfee, the man, the myth, the legend. Legend from September 18th, 1945 to June 23rd, 2021. So show John McAfee some love in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, Binance US is now offering zero fee trading for spot Bitcoin pairs. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up 1.6%, maintaining just above $20,500. We have Ether up 3.4%, trading just above $1,100, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Cardano, and XRP are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Binance US is the American arm of one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, is now offering zero fee trading with spot Bitcoin pairs, according to a press release sent to Bitcoin Magazine. That's right, Binance customers will now be able to trade four spot market pairs, including Bitcoin/USD, Bitcoin/USDT, Bitcoin/USDC, and Bitcoin/BUSD for 0% fees. Also, users will be able to convert from one cryptocurrency to another without fees, as well as use the over-the-counter portal without fees. However, do note that users of the platform will still have to pay a 0.5% fee when using the buy crypto function. As an established leader on low fee trading, we're excited to be the first US crypto exchange to eliminate spot trading fees on numerous Bitcoin pair trades for all users, said Brian Schroeder, the CEO of Binance US. Quoting him again here, we see this as an opportunity to revolutionize the way fees are approached in our industry, increase accessibility to crypto, and help our market and customers in a time of need, Schroeder continued. And on Binance's breakdown of the fee structure, the company relayed the driving force behind its decision to eliminate many of its fees. As recession fears mount and inflation costs increase, we believe in offering greater cost savings on Bitcoin and value to everyone in the crypto ecosystem. Now, the adjustment to Bitcoin's fee structure comes after a $200 million funding round led by Fundamental Labs, which took place this past April. And at that time, Schroeder stated that the fundraising enables us to accelerate our expansion, add new product offerings, and begin to market for the first time. Now, what are your thoughts surrounding Binance US now offering zero fee trading for their spot Bitcoin pairs? Let me know if you're going to be taking advantage of this. Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto capitalist Arthur Hayes issues a fresh warning and says forced selling is still a threat to Bitcoin and Ethereum. But before I break this down, let's first take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $913 billion with $66 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 43.1%, with the Ether dominance at 14.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Polygon/Matic up a whopping 24%, trading above 51 cents, followed by Uniswap up almost 16%, trading at $5.53, followed by Compound up 13%, trading at $44.26. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, we have SNX leading the pack up 68.7%, followed by Uniswap up 35%, followed by Waves up 37.2%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we're currently rated an 11 in extreme fear, the same as yesterday. Last week was a 7, and last month a 12 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes said says pockets of forced selling of Bitcoin and Ethereum could cause the crypto market to dip again in the near future. Hayes notes that the Canada's Purpose Bitcoin Exchange Traded Fund sold off a staggering 24,500 Bitcoin on Friday. As he shares here, beware of the forced seller. Number one, BTCC Purpose ETF puked 24,500 BTC into the North American Friday close. I'm not sure how they execute redemptions, but that is a lot of physical BTC to sell in a small time frame. Number two, over the weekend, while the fiat rails are closed, Bitcoin dropped to a low of 17,600, down almost 20% from Friday on good volume. Smells like a forced seller triggered a run on stops. Number three, after the sellers dumped their bags, the market quickly rallied on low volume, given the poor state of risk management by cryptocurrency lenders and over-generous lending terms. Expect more pockets of forced selling of Bitcoin and Ethereum as the market figures out who is swimming naked. Number four, is it over yet? I don't know, but for those skilled knife catchers, there may be yet additional opportunities to buy coin from those who must whack every bid, no matter the price. Now, Hayes said in a recent blog post that he is looking at a particular weekend when crypto could capitulate as panic sellers flood a bidless market. Quoting him here, by June 30th, the second quarter end, the Fed will have enacted a 75 basis point rate hike and begun shrinking its balance sheet. July 4th falls on Monday and is a federal and banking holiday. This is the perfect setup for yet another mega crypto dump. Now, in March, Hayes and fellow BitMEX co-founders Benjamin Dello and Samuel Reed pled guilty to breaking a law that requires financial institutions to help the government detect and counter money laundering schemes. The U.S. Department of Justice alleged that the trio willfully failed to maintain anti-money laundering protocols and profited from the transactions of U.S.-based customers, despite claiming that BitMEX did not serve individuals in the United States. And before I break down final story of the day, the crypto trader who called the current market collapse makes Bitcoin bottom prediction and shares his price target. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help support us with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The widely followed trader and analyst who accurately called the current crypto market downturn says that the pain is nearly over and has a particular price target for Bitcoin in mind. Synonymous trader Capo tells his 400,000 Twitter followers that the flagship crypto asset is in the process of forming a bottom about 17% down from the current prices. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, local bottom formation between $16,000 and $17,000. And Callio chimed in, again, not convinced by this rally. Is the bottom near? Definitely. Is it in? Not betting on it. Solid place to start buying. Just don't ape in, assuming we'll never dip beneath $20,000 again. And then he updates us here, back under $20,000. And the timeline is a bit quieter than it was yesterday, still awaiting more of a wick down before seeing a reversal. Now, according to Capo's chart, he sees Bitcoin dipping down somewhere near his target over the next couple of days before springing up into an accumulation phase. The popular analyst says that the current market structures look reminiscent of the bear market of 2018, with the $30,000 level playing the same role that the $6,000 level played when it triggered a nearly 50% drop after it broke. And he also says he's looking at the funding rates on exchanges to confirm his thesis. As he shares here, the $30,000 support was very similar to the $6,000 support in 2018. Once it broke, capitulation phase started. But if we compare both, we can clearly see that it's not over yet. Funding rates also validate this. And as far as his timeline, Capo told his massive audience today that after looking at a series of charts, the crypto market looks ready to print new lows before the end of the week. As he shares here, good morning, charts remain bearish and we will probably see new lows these days. Those lows will give good buy opportunities. Now, the trader also revealed a downside target for Ethereum earlier this week. According to Capo, the top smart contract platform by market cap is on its way down to around $750, or about 29% down from current levels. As he shares here, ETH main target reach bounced from there, but no bottom formation yet. Eyes on $700 to $800 as the new support zone, which would complete the fifth of the fifth wave. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding his Bitcoin bottom prediction between $16,000 and $17,000, as well as his ETH prediction between $700 and $800. Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, CZ, the Binance CEO, says Bitcoin can chart a new all-time high in up to 2 years. We also discussed Binance US now offering zero-fee trading for their spot Bitcoin pairs. Also in today's show, we discussed crypto capitalist Arthur Hayes issuing a fresh warning and says forced selling is still a threat to Bitcoin and Ethereum, as well as top crypto trader who called the current market collapse makes Bitcoin bottom prediction between $16,000 and $17,000. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Inner Dino wrote, thanks JV, excellent show. Well, it's not totally all bad news. Got to look on the bright side of it all. Cheers fam, as always, thanks for tuning in. I greatly appreciate your continued support. HODL. Our next featured comment comes from Poseidon Lottery. What's annoying about inflation is that we all saw this coming. That's right, exactly. All Bitcoiners saw this coming. And our third and final featured comment comes from Eric Castro. You prefer a bigger audience on YouTube or Spotify? Great question. Right now, the podcast is getting 500,000 plus downloads per month. I think our best month was over 800,000 downloads via iTunes and Spotify, whereas YouTube channels currently getting between 10 and 20,000 views per day. I prefer both platforms having a larger audience. That's the goal. Thanks for asking. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.